Well, after a couple of pretty lame episodes of Vanderpump Rules, we're back with a really juicy one. We're going to recap season 5, episode 11, The D-Pick, right now.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Good for you.
I can't dance. It's embarrassing.
I'm really into Brooke Valentine. Is that her name?
Yes.
Who? I mean, obviously, this is like Little John in the background screaming, girlfriends.
What?
Well, oh. We had a nice couple of girl fights tonight, which got me riled up. This is a good episode.
Yeah, it was. Love a good girl fight.
Oh, thank God the drama's back. What else did I do on Monday night?
I know.
Hey, guys, it's your host, Megan Sticker, and I'm back with my boys. Gentlemen.
Hello, gorgeous.
Hi.
Hi. Glad to be back.
You look so pretty. I didn't see you last week.
Thank you.
Oh, you were talking to her?
I was looking in a mirror across the way, but yeah, you guys both look great.
Thank you so much. Of course. I have my fake lashes on. I feel like they're like wearing like a superwoman cape for girls. Yeah. Just like, hi.
I walk into the studio every Monday and I'm like, God, you're pretty.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Thank you.
All right, guys. It's not about you. It's not about me. It's all about Stassi. So let's get started. Wait, you guys didn't even introduce yourselves.
Oh.
Come on.
Hi, Matthew Evan Payne. You can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
And I'm Jealous. I'm on Instagram at @don_be_jealous and Twitter at @still_jealous.
I find myself walking around my apartment going @don_be_jealous. Is that weird?
Good branding. It works.
And I am at Megan Stecker. Tweet me.
Spell it for us, Megan. Go.
That's for the end of the show. We'll do it later.
Okay,
the D-Pick. The title of this episode is in reference to Jack's penis. I can't. This is like a fun topic. Not really. But this is kind of like of the moment and like what people do in this day and age that I have never experienced because I was with a guy for 8 years and I kind of missed that whole like cell phone #sendnudes mm-hmm. kind of a era that we're going through.
Right.
So this is all, mm-hmm. this is all like new.
Is that so? Wow. Times have changed.
Wait, so do you guys on the regs get like pics sent to you like that? Mm-mm. You guys are not going to be honest. I know it. You both look so bashful over there.
By the way, if you are listening to us or watching us on YouTube, make sure to go to the AfterBuzz channel, the Vanderpump Rules AfterBuzz channel, because we'll be taking comments and questions in the chat.
Matt, totally trying to change the subject and avoid the question. All right, we'll come back around to it. Okay.
Victoria Elizabeth says, Megan, you look beautiful. I look forward to this.
Thank you.
So much, you guys.
Oh, my God. Thanks for joining us. Oh, my God. Hey. Lisa has started a doggy accessory line. So, obviously, just to plug her line to start out the show there. I think she just slapped her name on something. I by no means think she designed anything. Do you?
Yeah, because I believe that she is a, like, restaurateur. But this is a weird space to venture into. Even, like, I'm passionate about animals, too, but I never would design a line. But
yeah.
I guess if you have the time and the money, you do it. But I'm agreeing with you. I think that she just slapped her name on a product.
Yeah. And maybe it's something that, like, portions of the proceeds go to charity for her, like, Stop You, Lynn. Let's hope.
I would hope.
You know what they should call it?
Hmm.
Lisa Vanderpup.
I think it is called that. I'm not kidding.
Is it really?
I think so.
Oh.
Do you have internet right now, or is your internet out?
No, it's up.
Maybe you can Google it. Katie pops in during this doggy accessory show to show Lisa the new server dresses. I thought, shouldn't she be modeling them? Like, wouldn't that be...
Who?
Katie.
Why would you ask Katie out of all of the female stars in the show for fashion advice?
That's why... This is phony to me, too. It's like, Katie is not... really an assistant to Lisa, I don't think. This is all, like, phony baloney. It's like, oh, here's a bag of dresses. Go show them to Lisa and pretend she's picking one to be the new uniform.
Did Katie pick them out, or did Lisa give her, the ones to pick up, and then Katie was just delivering them? Or
I think it was the latter.
Yeah,
Lisa has to pick up the samples that were sent.
Lisa has to have some say in something.
Right.
Right, but wasn't she asking Katie for her opinion?
Maybe.
Maybe. Well, because Katie's a worker, so she does have a say in it, but I get what you're saying. I feel like Katie's very bohemian. So yeah. When she pulled out that one and Lisa's like, no, it's a tent. And you could hear Katie being like, but I like that one. Like, yeah. She wanted that one.
Right. Like a fun, like, throwback cut.
Yeah.
Yeah. This was all kind of just a setup for Katie to be in Lisa's presence and say, please come to my bridal shower.
Yeah. I love that you catch the setups every right. time.
Yeah.
I mean, they're just really not selling me on a lot of stuff this season.
No, and I know that we've talked in the past, too, about how they're incorporating Lisa. And if it's mm-hmm. not them seeking her advice or giving her an update from a hotel on a trip, it's trying to incorporate some sort of dog love. I mean, that's all that's going on.
Some sort of dog love.
New album.
Yeah.
And by that, we don't mean bestiality.
Oh, boy.
No, we don't.
I mean, Jay was gone for 1 week. He's like, what happened while I was gone?
What am I walking into?
Show is off the rails. Third week in a row. Lisa, Katie also says, I have off work tonight because I'm going to see Kristen in a comedy show. Yeah. And Lisa trolls her by saying, Kristen's the least funny person I know. I find it funny the cast gets so upset about what people say about them as they portray a version of themselves on this show. When Lisa openly trolls their friends.
Yeah.
Like... Kristen and Katie are friends, so she's openly trolling Katie's friend to her face. Yeah. But yet, like, people who watch the show and pay their bills can't say anything? Just saying, guys.
You have a point.
Just saying. Anywho.
Yeah.
Does anybody know? Yes, no? Don't agree? Just do
no, it? No, it's... You bring it up because Lisa has done it to Katie about Stassi, like... But I almost feel like Lisa comes at it with a, like a nod every time. Like, it's a very, like, I'm going to say this, and it's naughty. Like, mm-hmm. it's never, I don't think she really feels that way about these people, or she would never have them involved in the show.
Oh, I disagree.
I think she really doesn't like Kristen or Stassi in real life.
I agree.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think she likes Stassi more than Kristen.
Mm-hmm.
Just as a viewer, well, because people don't like my insider... knowledge, so...
Yeah, breaking news, Matthew's not going anywhere. He has insider knowledge, that's why he's here. Please share, darling.
No, I just, in my opinion, mm-hmm. and from nothing I've experienced, mm-hmm. I just, from watching the show, I think that Lisa doesn't like Kristen or Stassi, but I think that she likes Kristen less than Stassi. Because
okay.
Because when she mm-hmm. is with Stassi, there's always some sort of playful banter thrown in there, even if mm-hmm. it's just one little line. And with Kristen... It's always, are you behaving in my restaurant? I'm keeping an eye on you, mm-hmm. that type of stuff. And there's never playful. It's never like,
yeah.
you know, it's you're not welcome here, and I'm not going to say, I'm just having a, you know, taking the piss out of you.
Mm-hmm. I think Stassi's made more attempts to try to make up with Lisa, too, for the naughty things that have gone down in the past
right.
that fractured their relationships with Lisa.
Okay.
But moving on.
Yeah.
After flaking, Lala is trying to get her shift covered to not have to face Tom and Ariana. But that may be phony because she is filming a scene with them. So she comes into work, supposedly, and clocks in, supposedly, and talks to them.
Yeah.
Looking like $1 million, by the way.
$1 million. But the thing to me is, like, it's an empty restaurant before they're open. And I'm like, they might have just, like, booked in the middle of the afternoon, booked this shoot. And she might not have actually had to work that night is why I'm saying, like, phony. Mm-hmm. But I'm glad that she was forced to talk to them about it. So I wrote down. She blamed it on... she made a list of people going and then she refers to herself in the third person. I'm not going to be around people that aren't going to bring out the best in Lala.
She does that a lot on social media. Have you seen that?
She does. It's not a good look to refer to yourself in third person.
Yeah.
I feel like she did it when she was here when we were at the viewing booth.
Like, I think possibly. I love her as like an exaggerated person. Like I like that she is like a ballsy, honest, for the most part, we don't know some other things going on.
It seems like, honest, though.
Right.
Because we don't know any different. We don't know that it's not the truth, but it seems honest.
Just the fact that it seems like she's not afraid to speak her mind. I don't know. I lost my train of thought.
Did you like
going through my mind.
Did you like that? I mean, it was... basically Tom Sandoval, when Lala walks up, Tom goes, what happened? Like, there was no, like, pleasantries. It was just, like, a laid out for me.
Right. I think they knew they were going to have a showdown about where had she been, because they were angry.
And I think Tom and Ariana had valid points of just saying, like, why the text after we landed? Like, at that point,
You've already made your mind up.
You've already just made your mind. Like, if you woke up at 5:30, you send a text at 5:31 and just say, like, I'm not coming. Just to spare everybody, like, the heartache of, like, or headache, I guess, of trying to find out where you are, if everything's okay. Mm-hmm. Just kind of own it before you kind of make everybody go through all that.
I thought she was totally in the wrong. Like, how do you not call or text your friends and give a better excuse and or apology?
I think so, too. And I know that I feel like when she said, I'll pay you, I feel like it's like, that's not really the point. Like, I appreciate that you're offering to pay because now we're out of X amount of dollars for your whole portion. Mm-hmm. I think it's polite to offer it, but not the point. Like, you effed us over.
Mm-hmm. I think she should pay them for missing it.
She should pay them. Yeah.
Yeah. Because it's like, she offered no great excuse.
But they wanted her to go. I think Ariana really likes her.
I agree.
Tom looks pissed.
Tom was pissed. He said, you handled it really effing selfishly. And Sheena jumping in, I was like, get out of the room.
Me too. When she walked up, I was like, what is she doing here?
I mean, I didn't see her enter. I think I was writing. And then I looked up and she's there in the middle of the fight. I'm like, what? Get out of here.
Yeah. I don't need you meddling in this argument.
It had nothing to do with her.
Zero.
She wasn't even on that trip.
Yeah. And even Lala said, like, why are... She can tell me that she's your friend. Like, I think she was talking with Tom and Ariana, and she just had already been crossed by Sheena, so she didn't want Sheena's opinion.
Why are you talking to Lala?
100%.
It took me a second. 100%. Lala saying that. Yeah.
It feels like she's taking a page from the other girl's book as far as, like, jumping into someone else's argument and being like, but she's my friend. That's why I'm going to jump in
here. She's my best friend.
Free people.
Because she's one of my best friends.
Is this Sheena now?
That's Sheena.
Oh, okay.
Same voice.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I love your female voice.
Two really nice compliments. One from Angelica O, who says, hello from Norway. You three are better than the show.
Oh,
I love Norway.
Thank you.
I love Angelica.
I love Angelica.
Yes. Love you.
And then the other one was from Jess W, who said, Matt, you're awesome and don't go anywhere. I'm going nowhere,
your
Jess.
Your shirt's awesome tonight.
Thank you very much. I love it. Thank you.
So then we get to watch Kristen's comedy show with her friends. Okay, let's get into the D-pick. So the girls have this thing, their sketch comedy gig is that, there's this app that turns dick pics into Instagrammable art. And they did a mock-up of what that would look like and held up a photo. Well, they used someone's penis, and it was not unrecognizable. It struck me that the first person that recognized it was Katie.
Uh-huh. I noticed that, too.
Katie was the first person to be like, that's Jax's penis.
Yeah.
I don't know how.
They were all tagged in that Twitter photo. Is that how it got circulated around with them?
Okay.
Because they were saying that when that girl was scorned by Jax, she posted it on Twitter, and I'm assuming tagged all the friends and maybe people involved with the show just to embarrass him. Because they said Tom Sandoval looked at the shoes, and that's how he recognized the said that picture.
That is a bad Kardashian. Yeah,
because that's how Tom recognized the picture.
What? Oh my god! What is happening in here tonight?
I was at one of the comedy shows that the girls did the year before, the season before.
All the same few girls?
Mostly.
Okay.
And I remember they did something with those pictures on stage. I don't remember exactly which photos, but I definitely it triggered a memory, and I was like, I remember that. And so I'm wondering if maybe Katie had recognized it because she knew from past shows that that was a photo that they had used and maybe the girls had told her. I don't know. I don't know if it was set up because I think Brittany was genuinely caught off guard.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that maybe Katie had the knowledge that the photo...
was going to be...
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Like, she knew...
She knew that they've used it before.
Okay.
And yeah, like...
recognized it. Now, I'm on Stassi's level where I'm like, they all look the same. How did they all know it was Jackson?
And Matthew's words to me were, wouldn't you recognize one?
That's just thanks, Jay.
It just shows the difference. And to be fair, I agreed. I was like, I would. So.
Hi, Mom.
What does she watch?
Yes. It's like such an embarrassing topic to talk about.
Okay, Matthew did not say that, only me. But with Brittany, I would see like how that would be embarrassing being sitting in the audience, and then Jax kind of denied it, didn't he? Like, not kind of, but didn't he say it?
Yeah, well, he lied to her, yeah.
So that's kind of even worse. Like,
yeah.
And then I feel like when she called him on the lying to her, he was like, I did it to protect you, mm-hmm. type of a response.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
A liar's a liar.
A liar's a liar is a liar is a liar. Season 5, liar.
Liar. Season 1, liar. Season 5, liar.
Brittany's super upset, and she tells Stassi, and she actually does confront Kristen about it, and I felt like in a very mature way, and
so
not using any rude words or getting all crazy on her
like an adult.
Correct. That's how you do a confrontation. And she said, I thought, you know, Kristen and Rachel should have given me a heads up. And Kristen really tried to excuse herself of any wrongdoing.
The excuse I don't even want to know what she said.
Darren Wilson in the chat wrote, where can I find the pick of the D?
I'm of sure Jax? If you Google circulating. No?
It is not out yet. I was looking the whole episode. I couldn't find it. I will keep going on it. I will Nancy Drew this. And now I lost my point.
Sorry.
Kristen didn't, yeah.
Kind of... Okay, but I don't think Brittany would have given... Oh, yes, got it. Kristen saying that it's hard to find a dick pic on the internet is so not true. They're everywhere.
So not true.
Just in that 10 minutes of me looking for Jax, I came across millions. And I remember each single one.
Yeah, and it wasn't a Navy officer.
Did you recognize anything you knew?
I didn't recognize a few. But I don't think Brittany would have given permission. Like, that's just a weird request. Like, hey, can I use your boyfriend who I slept with and you're sitting with the ex-girlfriend of the guy that also banged her? Like, it's a very weird request.
Darren Wilson also has a really good point. He said there's probably also an awkward subtext with Kristen because she doesn't respect when Jax is in a relationship.
That's a great point.
Okay.
Maybe what's a big deal to Brittany is not a big deal. Kristen's like, it's for comedy. Who cares?
Right.
That's a good point.
Wow. I thought it was a really crappy thing to do.
And, you know, I do have to say that Rachel was only mentioned in that, mm-hmm. in passing. Like, Kristen and Rachel should have warned me.
Mm-hmm.
But Kristen was the only one who got the brunt of it that we saw on camera anyway.
True.
They didn't bring Rachel over
into the conversation. Yeah.
To be fair, I wouldn't really respond to Rachel being on the show just because I don't know her as a character. Mm-hmm. Whereas when Kristen gets pulled over, I'm like, I want to see how she reacts.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I know you know Rachel personally. I don't care if Rachel is involved, really.
Got it.
With Kristen in this conversation, I thought I appreciated Stassi saying, you're not really taking any.
Yeah.
Or how did What's she the word? Word it?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You're not recognizing that this is what the situation is. Like, she was just
right.
telling
like at
Kristen,
least,
like
kind of like, at least say you're sorry, Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Rather than dismissing someone else's, I mean, feeling. She's upset. Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
Yeah, and it also led into the couch conversation, like, the next day. Like, so it was still a topic of conversation. It wasn't, like, kind of crushed club.
Yeah, I couldn't believe it. She was just like, so, Kristen and Stassi are coming over, and we're going to listen to the podcast where we call my boyfriend a sociopath. And I'm like, but you guys haven't, like, talked out.
Yeah.
So I was surprised they were coming over, and she was totally cool with it.
He looked heated when they walked in, though. I thought.
Well, I would have been.
Yeah, because I'm...
showing my penis up on the stage. Not only in front of a room full of strangers, but now it was for this show. So now we've all seen that photo blurred out that he took, that he sent to that girl, that that girl sent back out to the world. Like...
Yeah.
I think he was less mad that it was a picture of his penis on the stage in front of his friends. I think that he was upset that it caused drama in his relationship.
Okay, yeah.
He almost seemed in a bad mood this entire episode.
I think
he
so,
did.
Too.
Like, mm-hmm. leading into Brittany's mom getting there, driving to Eagle Rock.
That car ride made me uncomfortable.
And he admitted it. Like, he straight up says, I'm in a bad mood. So yep. It's just kind of... Like, when people acknowledge it, and then you're like, at first you're like, oh, mm-hmm. oh, okay, so we'll just get quiet now. So he just seemed like he was kind of there already when the girls came over for the podcast. Mm-hmm. Except I did like that he said that he took that sociopath test again and it came back with the same results.
I loved that.
Oh yeah, my God, it's good. He said, I got drunk, I changed my answers, and I still came out a sociopath. Yeah,
sounds right.
Sounds about like the Jax we know. I don't know this Jax that Brittany knows. That's the thing with me, that I feel like the cast always on Watch What Happens Live will defend Jax and be like, you don't know him, he's such a nice guy, he's such a great friend. And I'm like, we have never gotten to see that side of him. It might be nice to see
they
that
do
side of
show
him.
What a nice guy he is with his boys. More
sometimes,
than
yeah.
sometimes when he's not effing them over,
right?
When he's I think not. He always means well, and then it kind of bites him because he doesn't. Yeah, I think he always means well.
I think that Lisa was right that he's a good soul. He's just misguided because he always makes mistakes. He never learns his lesson. But I think that you can see somewhere in there that he is a good guy. Like even when they were, and I know we'll get to it, but the when they were at El Coyote. Mm-hmm. Like, he was just relaxed and having fun with his boys, and it was genuine laughter, and mm-hmm. you know that he loves them. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I don't know. I think that he seems like a good guy. I just think he makes bad choices.
I mean, I'm sure he's in there. They defend him to the death. I don't think it's fair for us to not see that side of him. They only show when he's, like, screwing somebody over or hurting a girlfriend's feelings or done something wrong again.
True.
Again.
Maybe it's, like, off camera. That's where we aren't seeing is off camera.
Yeah.
Well, which I guess brings up a point that we were discussing, because for those of you who are watching or who are listening, Jay and I watched it together. Megan watches it a little bit before us because she has another after show. But the relationship between Kristen Stassi and Katie, how they, like, defend Katie to the death, and they're willing to do anything for her friendship and to honor her. Have we missed something? Because I don't know why like Kristen's saying, you know, I'd pick up her dry cleaning, I'd run her errands, I'd do X, Y, and Z for her. And, like, you know, I know that a couple seasons ago, Stassi was trying to win back her friendship with Katie. Mm-hmm. And now all of a sudden she's got the friendship back and it's like anyone says anything about Katie and I will defend her.
To me, with
blood, sweat, and tears,
the three of them, it's like the sum is greater than its parts. Like when the three of them are getting along and everything's working and they're the three best friends that anybody could have.
Totally.
That it's like magic to them. It's like everything's right in the world. Nobody can bring them down. Like they have two people to back them up. If one person even says one little thing, they've got two people that will claw that person's eyes out. And it gives them a sense of like power. Like their clique is like just very powerful, I think.
Maybe they also took that season where they all kind of were scattered and they kind of realized, like, they like each other all together. So now they're taking it very seriously. Like, we aren't going to ruin this again by not defending this person because we saw how that happened and we didn't like
being
not being
apart.
Friends.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And maybe we're not letting Lala in
who
could sabotage the friendships. Mm-hmm. It's a little intense, though.
Very intense. Mm-hmm. Stassi talks about them saying, oh, you know, we're all so forgiving in this group, kind of trying to let Kristen out, like, off the hook for this whole situation with the photo, which made me laugh so hard. I'm like, no, you're forgiving to your friends, and you hope that they're forgiving to you.
Right.
But you don't forgive anybody mm-hmm. else outside of your clique.
Yeah.
As we've seen. I feel like they're still hard on Sheena.
Yeah, and to go back to Sheena kind of inserting herself into that conversation, I still think mm-hmm. that was a move that she didn't necessarily want to make, but I think she's like, I feel like I should do this.
I feel like she enjoyed it, though. I thought that she...
I thought she
was more polite when they were doing the roll-ups mm-hmm. several weeks ago.
You're right, yeah.
Where she was like, I just, you know, like, I don't really want to involve myself in this conversation. And today she, like... I mean, she walked over and was like,
right. It's a reversal of that. And to me, it screamed, oh, senior member of the cast wants camera time and wants to ruin Lala's scene because we hate Lala. To me.
Yeah.
Just reading into some things.
Yeah, maybe.
Interesting. Maybe. Then they all start, the conversation turns to Lala, of course. Kristen says, I heard she hates James. I've been hearing this. But then I watched her Snapchat, and they still hang out.
If you hate her so much, why are you watching her Snapchat?
Exactly. Like what? Are they, like, using a fake Snapchat, or are they watching on someone else's who doesn't have beef with her to check up on
her?
Yeah,
and is she, like, I hate James on her Snapchat? Like, what is she doing?
So she's saying she's hearing this from other people. So that's funny to me because later she says, I know, or we'll get to it. I wrote it down. But anyway. So Stassi concocts this plan to say, we're going to meet with James because we're trying to burn Lala. We're trying to take her down. I don't get what they're getting out of this. Like, even if you prove Lala is lying about having a married boyfriend, what does that have to do with Katie?
Are you friends?
That has nothing to do with Katie.
Are you friends with the wife? Why do you care?
That's a good point. If they're friends with the wife, I could see why maybe this high school drama would be happening.
I remember a couple seasons ago when it was Stassi's mission to take Kristen down about sleeping with Jax. And it was the same type of interview. Like, she was determined she was getting to the bottom of it. And, like, I'm going to take this girl down. Mm-hmm. Because there was some sort of emotional investment attached to it. Mm-hmm. What investment is there with Lala when it comes to Stassi? I don't see any. Because she was mean to Katie?
Right. That's the only thing she has said repeatedly to the press and to Andy on Watch What Happens Live. I mean, she said such horrible things. Like, she's going to have sex with Tom Sandoval. Tom Schwartz. Yeah. Like, okay, that's really mean, but, like, I feel like they should rise above it. Like, if you don't give this girl any attention and don't keep, like, fanning the flame, I think she'll probably go away. Like, if you don't fight back with her, then there's no fight.
But I don't even think that Lala's fighting back on the show. Like, I don't think that I don't see her giving them any attention. Like, they've had, what, two conversations this season. Mm-hmm. And I just don't...
Right.
You're right.
She's denying it to who? Her scenes are with James and Lisa. Mm-hmm. And maybe Ariana and Tom. She's never really talking to Stassi and saying, I didn't do it. It's all a bunch of hearsay.
I found it so weird that they're going to James for, like, info on Lala when they have so many other sources that they maybe could show, but I thought they absolutely hated James couldn't be in the same room because he, like, shook a drink at them on a table.
That's exactly what it was, right?
Spit on Kristen's door, like, Kristen punched him. I mean, this is the guy that I would think that they would just be like, there's no way we ever want to have contact with him again, but they're going to him as, like, trying to pull him in for info on Lala. It's a very weird, like, Trojan horse to write into it. I don't know.
And Kristen said, too, right before they were meeting with James, she said something, I think, to Stassi about a restraining order. She said someone was this close to having a restraining order. Was she saying he was going to have one out on her, or
no,
she was going to have one out on him?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. I didn't rewind, but I didn't catch it when she said it.
Yeah.
It was a weird combo.
Yeah. I thought that they both seemed super nervous at this meeting.
They, both of them?
Kristen and Stassi. Yeah. And James, even, to walk into that.
Yeah.
I feel like he loves it, though.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like he was so happy to, like, sing like a bird.
You've said before that it doesn't he doesn't treat that friendship with Lala the same as Lala treats it with him, where he's kind of willing to throw Lala in under a bus, whereas Lala's kind of a little bit quicker to defend.
I agree with that. Because
James was talking to Lisa that time, I think this was 2 weeks ago when they kick the son out, and then he's like, "Yeah, I don't know what's going on with Lala." Like, he's just so quick to, like, bring her up also.
Mm.
So maybe he's just there. He still wants in with that group. I think everybody just wants to be in this group.
But they're on the show. What more do you want? What do you want?
Well, more, like, time.
I guess the inclusion is very
a trip to Sonoma.
Oh, did we already reveal? Yeah, we revealed those results, right?
Yes. I was in the minority.
I do have.
Nobody wanted a skinny dip.
Oh,
in
yeah. How did your poll go last week?
Give me a moment to pull it up. Okay. Well, 70%. What was the poll? 70%. I don't know.
In Sonoma, it was like 70 to like 29.
Oh, will you watch Summer House? 70% of people said no.
No.
Great.
Moving on.
Agreed.
Lala does go visit James, and before...
Moving on.
Before James goes and meets with Kristen and Stassi, mm-hmm. he has this conversation at his apartment with Lala where he's grilling her about where is the money coming from for all these things you're doing. So we find out that she was holed up at the Beverly Hills Hotel, supposedly,
yeah.
over that
with her dog.
Over that weekend that she didn't go to Sonoma. Claims she was alone there. Claims her mom paid for it. And then she wants him to take a helicopter ride to a house in Malibu that has a helipad on top for them to land on. He wants to know who's paying for this. Then she goes into a whole thing about, this is just the way L.A. works. So this might just be the way L.A. works for some people. I actually don't know anyone that has this lifestyle. I 100% agree it exists. I actually do know someone who has a teensy bit of this kind of lifestyle where, like, she's spending the week, like, weekends that she can't afford with fabulous friends who are paying for things. Mm-hmm. And I don't know what her agreement is with these people and how well she knows them. But, like, it's a little bit of that. But it's not, like, taking helicopters to places and private jets. And
does she need
another
friend?
Actually, I lied. She did take a private jet to... I'm going to give too much away. Anyway. Okay. I know one person like that. And she does have big boobs and is pretty. But... I mean, this is
a
lifestyle.
Like we all have one of those friends.
Okay, well, there you go. Yeah. So we all have one of these friends, but this isn't like her. This isn't when she's trying to say
it's
that
not my
all,
LA. Right. It's not the LA I live in.
I don't. I know one person yeah. that does this, and like, this is not. It's something that everyone does, and like to say that they're all like not good looking enough to be invited to do this kind of stuff. Like she's trying to say, no, you have to want to sell yourself out like that.
Yeah, and she's having this conversation while wearing those sequin sneakers.
I didn't like the sneakers with the dress.
I didn't either. Yeah. I was like, did she walk here and she's got heels in her bag? Or,
Like, that's so New York City, like, walking to work style.
Yeah.
I love it.
And I'm like, oh, I can't wait until they get to the office.
I did not even notice.
Oh, really?
So not even paying attention to that.
They looked like Yeezys to me, actually. I didn't think they were sparkly. I thought they were, like,
that
Yeezys.
That tracks. That seems right. Like, yeah. That seems like something that would be happening.
Yes. 100%. That hurt. Married boyfriend bought for her,
right.
Maybe.
She was
according
like,
to James.
She was like, do you have anything to drink? And I was just looking at the screen like, are those lace-ups with sparkle?
I did not like that she was pushing the issue with James about the liquor. Like that...
No, that was tacky.
How many times did she ask? And
like,
how many times did he answer?
Times,
it was
I think
a
she
lot.
Pushed.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe he hasn't had a conversation with her where he's trying to say, I'm trying to be sober.
Yeah.
Maybe that's what he needed to say, but she was really pushing it.
It really interests me, too, about all of their definitions of sober and their definitions of alcoholism,
mm-hmm.
because I think they're so off base, because, like, when you're sober, you don't drink and you don't do drugs.
Right.
Like, you don't drink... And you don't do drugs. It's not like you are taking, like, 4 days off and you're 4 days sober
mm-hmm.
and you're still smoking the occasional marijuana.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I feel like you don't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We go from this scene where my takeaway from this was James being like, she's a freaking liar and somebody's paying for this stuff. To him meeting with Kristen and Stassi, and Stassi said, if I can fuck over Lala, that is the end goal. This has gone way too far to me. Way too far. If you, like we were saying, if she doesn't know the married wife, then what does this have to do? Either tell the married wife and move on, if you guys are so concerned about it, or, like, just move on.
And can you imagine if she was friends with the wife? Like, she would really make Lala's life right. hell. Because, like, if you see the mm-hmm. way she defends Katie, and if mm-hmm. she was friends with the wife, it would game over.
Game over.
I really am wondering, like, what's the end game here? Because I do understand the... I think it is kind of bad what Lala said in press about Tom Schwartz and Katie's marriage. Because if I was Katie, I would not want to hear that about myself. I wouldn't like somebody hitting on, you know, my significant mm-hmm. other.
Especially if it were Tom Schwartz.
Oh, if it was Tom's...
Forget about it.
Yeah. I mean, my world would just melt away and I would be engulfed in him, so I wouldn't listen to anybody, but I love him.
You'd be like, what did you say?
I know. Through this episode, like, when he saw, like, I'll model the dresses for you when he's at El Coyote, I'm just mm-hmm. like, I love this man. He's so good.
It melted my heart when he wanted to model the dresses.
Yeah, he's so funny.
He's just so cute.
I know. It's hard to look away.
Every week. We have, like, a 10-second, like,
I think he knows it, too. I think he knows it.
I'm wondering if... they're so intent on taking her down because they have the opportunity to on this show. It's like, she's lying, so let's prove it to the world.
Yeah.
She said all these things about Katie, and we have this platform to prove it.
And I think you get so deep down a hole that you're like, I just need to be right at this point. I need to be okay. right.
So if yeah. they find out that they are right and that he is married,
would it stop?
Then what?
Yeah.
Right.
Then what?
Then what?
You lied.
Then what?
You lied to who? We're not friends.
Then now this is national news in the gossip rags, and that poor wife. I don't know. That Kristen says in this conversation, I know for a fact, when she wanted to say, I know for a fact that Lala is talking about you behind your back to try to make James tell them. Mm-hmm. So before she said, I've been hearing that maybe she doesn't like James, that maybe she talks smack about him. And now she's saying to him, I know for a fact, to try to get him to spill his guts, which annoyed me too. Anyway, the bombshell of all bombshells, when this episode got real good, James has a James has a non-disclosure agreement on his phone that he was showing them, that this is supposedly from the
Coachella.
The man who paid for their house and their tickets for Coachella.
Is that also supposed to be the married man?
I'm assuming.
That's what I assumed too.
I think it's all in the same guy. Yeah.
That's what he's trying to insinuate in this conversation, I thought.
I thought so too.
Yeah.
I thought so too.
We're all in agreement.
Oh my God, we have so much more to talk about. We're running out of time.
Yeah,
are we running out of time?
Let's zoom through Brittany's mom visiting real quick. I think she's kind of funny on this show. It's like a real fish out of water.
Totally.
Like, it's good comedy.
She's really nice.
I thought she's super nice, too.
Yep.
I thought it was interesting hearing Jack saying, we're moving to Florida. We're raising kids in Florida. I will not raise a kid in this town. Florida. It was like, well, it sounds like he does have plans for marriage, even though they kind of make it out to seem like he never wants to get married and he never wants to talk about it.
And it was those comments that sparked the whole thing about, are you going to propose to my daughter? Are you going to join a church?
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, pump the brakes. Mm-hmm.
A church that millions of years ago.
I mean,
millions of years ago.
I'm with Jax. Like, I've had to say pump the brakes to my boyfriend's parents a million times.
Cool. Yeah, that's...
They're just super old school values with, like, church and when you're getting married. Like, his mom flipped out when we said we were going to move in together. She goes, oh, well, at least get married first. Like, she was pissed. So I get it. I've been around these traditional values.
Yeah.
Parent situations. You... What is so funny? Matthew's silent laughing again.
I know, I'm looking at...
It sounds like silence and he's silent laughing. What's so funny?
I just enjoy hearing you.
Oh, okay. I don't know what I
said. I don't know, I'm just like watching, like I'm watching the TV show. I'm like, tell me more.
But a year, I'm sorry,
yeah,
but a year seems like very quick this day and age to talk, or to think about that next step of marriage. A year seems and this group, it seems very soon.
In LA, I think that is like... embryo terms for a relationship, and 2 years is probably the standard anywhere else in the country.
Yeah, I would say looking at 2.5-3 is when I think is the I would think that's the average.
Yeah, my sister
are they ready for marriage?
Clearly not.
All they do is fight. Oh my God, we're so almost running out of time.
The car ride though with the mom. Mm-hmm. And Brittany was like, you know, when my mom asked a question, I think he should give her a straight answer.
Mm-hmm.
He was a little, he was short with her.
Well, I don't know. I'm on Jax's side so much.
I wasn't necessarily not on his side, but I just felt like it wasn't polite.
Well, yeah. Well, I don't think it's,
but it's
nice
also impolite.
To show up. I don't think it's nice to show up and be like, so when are you marrying my daughter? Let's get it on a roll here. Like, that's not a polite conversation to have with someone. They're both adults. Mm-hmm. And your daughter's living with him. You let her move into his home. Like, I don't know. I'm not into it. I'm seeing it from my point of view.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Let's talk about the shower.
Okay.
So... I thought this was fun having Taco Bell as the food.
Love that.
Because they're giving away mini bottles of tequila as the favor.
Another amazing touch. I love Taco Bell.
Oh, I lived on it in college.
I'm stupid. I'm not.
I lived on Taco Bell in college.
I lived on it in my 20s and 30s.
I lived on it yesterday. I think that's cute because it clearly showed that they paid attention. Like, I didn't know Katie liked Taco Bell, but you could tell that that was something she was excited about. I like the Tequila Katie reference. Like, that was funny.
Yep.
I felt like we were part of the shower.
And I'm glad she laughed about the tequila. Like, I'm glad that...
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Intercut with us watching the shower, the gentlemen were enjoying tacos as well over at...
I didn't even...
El Coyote.
Yeah, I didn't even...
So all the guys were kind of having like a bitch sesh with each other, and it was interesting. I wrote it down short, said, I don't like the concept of marriage, but I want to see Katie happy. So time and time again, we've gotten out of him, and you think he'd be careful about saying this stuff on camera, but no, he really doesn't want to get married. He's not ready. But she gave him that ultimatum, and he's going with it.
I think he would be like Goldie Hawn and Kurt Russell, like what Jack said. Like, he would have dated her for his whole life and never cared about getting married.
Right.
I think he's just like that.
Like an Ariana, too.
Uh-huh.
She's kind of like, I don't want marriage.
Yeah. Yep.
I, you know, she's got all her
reasons.
But
it's important to Katie, so he's going to make her happy.
Right.
And realize nothing really changes that much except for the title.
I loved every time they cut back and you would see the exterior shot of El Coyote, just because it was a laugh every time they went back to them. What they were talking about.
Yeah. Okay.
The marriage.
They did, like, they seemed like they were having, like, a good bro out.
Yep.
They were. With no one else in the restaurant.
Right, I know.
At the shower, I thought it was funny that Lisa bought her a blow-up sex doll to give to Tom for the nights that she doesn't want to get down.
That cheeky woman.
So cheeky. Okay, so there becomes an argument. Ariana has come to this shower. Stassi claims in an interview portion that she really wasn't invited and is not wanted there, which I'm not sure where that was coming from. I think that's obviously a comment she's making now that they've had their argument there, because it seemed like Stassi was complimenting her at first before they got into an argument.
I think so, too.
This argument starts when Sheena makes Stassi tell Katie and Ariana about the non-disclosure agreement
situation. And I feel like Sheena's trying so hard to fit
in
the group because she has to stir the pot. Let us enjoy the bridal shower.
Ariana, Stassi's convinced Ariana has seen this boyfriend and knows about him.
And signed this NDA.
Yeah, and signed the NDA. So she's really trying to get Ariana to admit this. Ariana is saying she never saw this man that supposedly made them sign this non-disclosure. She did not sign it. And to that, Stassi blows up. Anyone surprised Stassi made a scene at Katie's shower involving Katie?
I have always felt that Ariana has always presented herself so well in arguments. Like, she comes very clear and very, like, crisp and precise with everything that she says. And I liked that she told Stassi, like, I'm here because I'm here for Katie, because she is part of the wedding party. Like, it comes down to it. I'm going to try to, like, the group uses examples when it benefits them, but they quickly forget them if it doesn't benefit their argument.
Oh, 100%.
So when they want to pull, like, Ariana was, like, the side piece for Tom, you weren't thinking that when you guys were, like, gushing at the reunion how much better Tom is happy without Kristen, like, season 3, but now they're like, you were the side piece, you like, that's, like, the argument they want to use now, whereas they've been fine with it for 4 years, but now it, like, proves a point. So they're going to use it. I'm not saying it elegantly.
No, you're saying it perfectly.
But, yeah, I think Ariana handled herself better, and this is the second time we've seen Stassi kind of at a party not really getting out her points well.
Yeah.
Right.
Ariana, to me, she does come across like she's not fighting dirty, and that's what I really like. It does seem super condescending at times,
yes,
but it's like
I agree.
She's intelligent, and her arguments come across intelligently. And until the very end, where she's like, I don't give a fuck about you. I'm here for Katie. I was like, whoa, burn.
With that being said, I do think that Stassi is very intelligent. Like, I think that they're both very smart women.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that they are both holding their ground, which I think they both know about each other.
Mm-hmm.
Because I remember a couple seasons ago, I don't think it was last season, but the one before at the reunion, they actually had nice words for each other. I think Ariana thanked Stassi for having compassion or something like that. I think they actually respect each other.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that causes conflict, too, because they're both intelligent, strong, and they're not moving from their point.
Well, agreed. Stassi always wants to win an argument, and Ariana's kind of like, well, I'm smarter than everyone. We know she said that, what was it, last season?
Yeah. And this goes back to, like, the pool party for Shay's birthday. Like, it was Ariana and Stassi again, and I feel like I took Ariana's side on that one as well. Like, it just comes out like a cleaner, well-thought-out points are made on Ariana's side.
I agree.
And then, and Ariana even said, I don't fight with friends. Like, this is,
yes,
like, this,
great point.
This mentality is not normal. You should not be fighting so often with people. Like, mm-hmm. they, maybe you shouldn't be in each other's lives if you do have so much conflict.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like it's such a struggle. And she goes, actually, I don't fight with my friends. Like, mm-hmm. yeah, you really shouldn't.
I feel like Stassi's coming across looking bad this year. Like, I used to love her bad girl behavior. But to me, this season, for some reason, I'm like, oof.
I still find her so fun to watch. I enjoy her.
My best reality show villain ever.
Who is?
Stassi.
There's
something about this season that it feels
different.
More low down and dirty for some reason. Like, I don't know why.
Yeah.
I don't know. It must have to do with me thinking everybody should be more mature by now. I think I have that issue every week. But then again, there wouldn't be a show.
I think there was an expectation for them to have all grown up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
And at the beginning of the season, it's like, we've all, you know, we're mature and I'm loving life and this is great and nothing's going to hold me down.
Mm-hmm.
And now they just seem bitter and the fights are more petty this season about the smallest stuff,
yes,
than ever before.
I agree.
Yeah. Yeah.
Speaking of Ariana and Stassi and fighting, we got an amazing second half of season promo at the end of this episode, and it was so chock full of stuff. Yeah. I was like, holy cow, I can't wait to go home and watch that 3 more times. But it seems like Ariana's really going to be a formidable opponent to Miss Stassi. She's not going to let Stassi get away with the normal Stassi BS.
Yeah.
Any other predictions?
You nailed it. And I think that we're just going to see, like, the lead up to the wedding, I think it's just going to be a little bit more tension with the whole group, because it just seems like the guys are calling Tom a battered wife, and it seems like they're going to start getting involved in this whole process.
The clip with Sandoval kicking in the door.
Drag.
But the shot of Schwartz.
His makeup is better than mine. Like,
so
oh my
good.
Are
God.
You surprised? I feel like Tom Sandoval knows his way around a mascara brush.
Oh, I think he wears makeup on the regs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
On the regs.
Couple of quick things in Vanderpump World. Happy birthday, Katie, who is 31 today.
Happy birthday, Katie.
And Kristen just published, finally, the goat cheese balls recipe up on her blog, Veggieholic.
She posted a photo. They do look delicious.
Yeah. I'm so excited.
Yeah.
Any other comments or anything, gentlemen, before we got to go? We're out of time.
I think we covered most of it.
I think that's it.
I took signed an NDA that I can't talk anymore.
Matthew, did you sign an NDA?
When I got back from Sonoma and he got back from Montauk, mm-hmm. Because he's sleeping with a married man, he had to sign an NDA. So
you said.
I had to sign an NDA so that I wouldn't say free people anymore. The two P's. Or two P's.
You guys have me laughing.
Yes, if you want to watch that funny Free People video, go to my Instagram or Twitter at Matthew E. Payne.
Very good.
Thank you.
And I don't have any...
That was my outro plug right
there.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I don't have any fun videos, but guys, I'm in... Are we done?
Go ahead. We're wrapping it up here.
Instagram,
we're wrapping it up here.
Don't underscore be underscore jealous, JELLIS. And Twitter, still underscore jealous, JELLIS.
Guys, it is Megan right here. I have been doing a lot of fabulous red carpets during red carpet season. I'll be doing one tomorrow night, so you can follow along on Instagram and Snapchat. And tweet me on Twitter. Name is the same on all those platforms. It's Megan Stecher, MEGANSTECHER. Have a great week. Love you. Wow. Make good choices. We'll talk more next week. Bye.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Bye.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.